Good morning. Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. If you've got questions or you want to find out more about something, David at fmr.co.za and the podcast, fmr.co.za. This week I have on test a Renault Triber. And I'm going to admit up front, I'm not in love with this one. It's way too practical a car for me. And let me tell you what you get. A seven-seater for entry-level pricing. The prestige model I tested is 196,900 Rand, but you can save a little bit of money and go to the cheapest model and get one for 171,900. And they've got great deals online where the payments are around just a little over 2,000 Rand a month. A lot of car for a little bit of money. With that, you're getting a five-year, 150,000 kilometer warranty and a two-year or 30,000 kilometer maintenance plan, which is a little bit of an odd deal because at service intervals of every 15,000 kilometers, you're not getting a whole lot, but you can upgrade that, I believe. This car is a complete anomaly. It's a hatchback-sized seven-seater, loads of space. The packaging is really clever. The back row of seats comes out all together in a toolless way with little carry bags. I must say, very, very well conceived. If you need the space, you need the practicality, you're not going to go wrong with this one. The model I tested has some extras, and one of the best is keyless go. But I have to tell you, of all the fancy luxury cars I've tested, of everything, this is the best enactment of keyless go I've ever seen. You leave the key fob in your pocket. As you walk up to the car, it unlocks. You don't have to press, touch, do anything. When you walk away, beep, beep, and it locks, and it gives you a nice reference, and it's done. Not to say it's without its annoyance, because when you're in the car, you've got to pull up on the lever like you used to in the old days to get out of the car again. But that is a feature that other manufacturers could pay attention to. It comes at the price with the premium with CarPlay and a nice reverse camera, extra airbags, some nice mag wheels. And again, on the practicality, those mag wheels are very practical, very comfortable, and affordable 15-inch tire that's on there. Well done. The engine is another story. Three-cylinder, 1 liter. They claim it's going to give you 5.5 liters per 100 kilometers. I've got a little bit more than that, but it is a reasonable kind of idea. But that's just going to give you 50 kilowatts. I'm not even going to talk to the 0 to 100 time or the top speed. But what I'm going to tell you is you're going to get absolutely no performance, and you're going to get high revs at freeway speeds. It handles the freeway speeds quite comfortably, but I won't say you want to travel long distances with the kind of rev noise that you're going to get, and you need to work hard rowing your way through the gears if you want to get anywhere, especially hilly or if you're at altitude. The practicality carries on going through the suspension, where you're going to raise suspension with 182 millimeters of ground clearance. Pretty good. You're going to buy this car for space, and if you favor practicality over nicety, this is the way to go. Hard plastics, sure, but a very solid build. And if you need versatility, if you need to carry a lot of people, if it's a school run, you're not going to do better than this. I suspect most people will leave the third row of seats out forever, but nice to know that they're there when you need it. I have to say, Renault has a winner just by the price point and the level of practicality, and it really is just that, the most practical car I've tested in a long, long time. That's it for me for Fine Motoring this week. You've been chatting to David Dondi, and if you've got questions, drop me a line, please. David at fmr.co.za, and of course the podcast at fmr.co.za.